Ben Gilbert arrived in Kabul this week on assignment for The World. Ben has covered conflicts before in Lebanon and especially in Iraq. But Ben, this is your first time in Afghanistan. What are your first impressions?
Well, it's a bit different than Iraq from my experience there. The first time that I went to Iraq in 2004, I arrived at the airport and had to lay down in the back of the vehicle so that I wasn't seen by any insurgents or people who wanted to kidnap or kill Americans at the time. Upon my arrival to Kabul International Airport, there's a big sign from a cell phone company that greets you saying, "Welcome to Afghanistan." I got into a vehicle that wasn't armored. It was with a Western security contractor. He didn't even bother to lock the doors, actually. And on our drive home, we dropped off an Afghan who was with us. And I stepped out of the vehicle on the street with lots of Afghans around and got into the front seat. And I said, "You know, that's okay here." And he said, "Yeah, this isn't Baghdad." So my initial reaction was surprise, actually, at how laid back, at least. I mean, this is a former military man, and they are often more paranoid than journalists about security here. So I was surprised, actually, at how laid back it is, and more laid back, at least, compared to my experience in Iraq.
Interesting. When I hear the word Kabul, when I hear the name Kabul, I think when a lot of Americans hear the name Kabul, we envision a bombed-out wreck of a city. Describe it for us.
Well, actually, I mean, I was talking to people here about that, and you know, in 8 years since the beginning of the war here, it still is a very, very poor country. And flying in, there are still a lot of houses that do not look like they've been repaired. But apparently, NGO workers and other people who work here say that actually the country has improved quite a bit since 2001. And especially the roads, is what I've been told, are the biggest improvement, because before they were basically pockmarked with artillery shell holes. And now they are smooth.
And physically, what is Kabul like? Is it flat? Is it hilly? What does it look like?
No, it's actually quite beautiful. I mean, it's stunning, actually. It's about the height of Denver. It's about 5,000-6,000 feet. And when I came in, it was raining, actually, and it was cold, like about probably 50 degrees. But this morning, it was a clearer day. You're at a high altitude, so the air is thinner. And there are these very spectacular, dramatic mountains kind of rising up on all sides of it, which makes it a spectacular looking city. Obviously, it's still a dangerous city, and still obviously a city that's very poor and needs a lot of help. But visually, it's quite stunning.
So tell us about the first story you're working on, Ben.
Well, everyone is anticipating the announcement by President Obama on whether or not to increase the troop numbers here and what the numbers will be if that does happen. And so I think it's kind of anticipation. I mean, the country kind of feels, it seems like journalists here and aid workers and various other people are kind of in a holding pattern right now. They're wondering what's next, what's going to happen, what is the U.S. decision going to be. This is the deciding moment for the future of Afghanistan. It's been 8 years, and I think people here are just kind of holding their breaths to see what's going to happen and what's happening next.
So where are you going first?
Well, the plan is to go to Kandahar in the south of the country, which is not just a city, it's also a province. And it's pretty much where the Taliban originated. And it's seen as kind of a major priority in terms of the U.S.'s mission here. And if President Obama does increase the troop numbers, it's widely expected that many of those troops will go there to try to secure both Kandahar and the larger province and the next neighboring province of Helmand, which are both seen as strategically significant to the military strategy here and the counterinsurgency strategy.
Ben Gilbert, who just arrived in Kabul this week on assignment for the program, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Marco. Happy Thanksgiving.